Last week, Congress approved the Child Nutrition Program that expands the school lunch program, and it will also set new standards for the quality of meals. Farmers across the Southeast are always putting top quality food into the school lunch program. Most of the funding this time will come from a $4.5 billion in the food stamp program over the next 10 years, but Congress says they'll put that back in. The bill gives the Secretary of Agriculture authority to establish nutrition standards for foods sold in schools during the school day. That includes items from vending machines. The standards require schools to serve more fruits and vegetables, more whole grains, and low-fat dairy products. More than 32 million students eat hot meals each day through the school lunch program, and more than 12 million a day eat breakfast through a companion program. Two-thirds of the lunches are free at reduced prices for poor children. It's about a $17 billion cost to the annual economic budget. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.